the top of Yud Tes Amid Beis.
Tana Rabbani.
Shura haroet pnima ptura, v'she'en haroet pnima chayevis. Okay, when they come to Menachem Le'ovel, so Rashi learns haroet pnima, eschalol ha'hekef achorei shura ha'pnimis, so ha'ovel yoshev shom. What they did is either they surrounded the Ovel, or they made rows around him, and the inner row that sees the space where the Ovel is, even if they don't see the Ovel seemingly, but they're in the first row, who between them and the Ovel is just space, they're the ones that are potter, the She'ena Roe Pnima, but the ones that are in a second row or a third row, and they see the backs of the people in front of them, Chayevis. They're Chayev because they're not Osik in the midst of Nichum Avelim, because they don't see the Ovel. That's how Rashi learns. Rav Yehuda Omer, Chaboy Machmes Ha'ovel Pturim, Machmes Atzmon Chayovim. If they come for the sake of being Menachem Ovel, then they're Potter, because they're Osik B'mitzvah. If they come Machmes Atzmon, Rashi learns, Velo Machmes Kovet, Shelo Bol Nachem, Eleliros Esama'ora. They came just as spectators. They're not there to fulfill the mitzvah of Nichum Avelim, therefore they're not Osik B'mitzvah, and they're Chayev in Kriya Shema. That's how Rashi learns. The Rith, in the first thing, is Goreis, what's it called? Sheroe, Roe Es Hapnim, that, Es Haponim, that only the people who actually see the Ovel themselves, not just the ones who don't have anybody in front of them, but that the mamas see the Ovel, they're Potter. Anybody who doesn't see the Ovel himself is Chayiv. In the second thing, the Rith has also a different Girsa. He says, Machmas Ha'Ovel or Machmas HaKovet, not Machmas Atzman. Right? And the Rabbeinu Yonah has 2 days what that means. One is, Machmas Ha'Ovel means the B'nai Mishpacha, the family of the Ovel. They're the only ones Potter from Kriya Shema. And everybody else is coming to be Menachem, they are Chayiv in Kriya Shema. Could be because Nichum Avelim is only Durabonan. Could be because they already started the mitzvah, Zman Kriya Shema is there, and they didn't start the mitzvah of Nichum Avelim. Not like we said before, that Nichum Avelim is the end of the mitzvah of Kvura. It's a new mitzvah. So for whatever reason, the first day in the Rabbeinu Yonah holds, that if the Mishpacha who's there, for the Ovel himself, they're Asukim with their Karov, so they're Oskim B'mitzvah. The rest of the people who just came to Mekayim the Mitzvah of Nichum Avelim, they're not Potter from Kriya Shema. They have to say Kriya Shema first, then they can Menachem Ovel. The second day in the Rabbeinu Yonah is, Boy Machmas Kovet, is people who didn't come to Menachem Ovel Bechlal, they came for Kovet Hames, not for Kovet of the Avelim. So they're not Osek in any Mitzvah. They just came to be around Al Kovet Hanes, and since they're just loitering around, they can say Kriya Shema too. And the Sefer HaMichtam says a little bit differently. He says that Haboy Machmas Kovet is to be Mechabed the Avelim, but not to be Menachem them. They came to be at the Levaya Al Kovet for the Avelim, but they weren't interested in being a kind of Mitzvah Nichum Avelim at that time. Okay. Now there's sometimes a machlokus between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomim. Who is Potter and who's Chayiv to say Kriya Shema? The Chachamim hold that the ones in the first row are Chayiv, and Rabbi Yehuda says a different Cheshbon if they came Machmas Kovet or they came Machmas Atzman. Okay, so now the Rabbeinu Yonah brings 2 different dais in what Rabbi Yehuda means. Is Rabbi Yehuda being Machmer, more people have to say Kriya Shema, or he's being Nakel, less people have to say Kriya Shema? Does Rabbi Yehuda, what's it called, say that even the people who are on the inner row, but they came with Kovet Atzmon, are Potter from Kriya Shema? That's one way of learning. Or no? Rabbi Yehuda is saying, even the people who were in back rows, but if they came to Menachem Ovel, even though right now they're not, they don't see the Ovel, they're also Potter. So there, the Rabbeinu Yonah brings 2 different shittas in Rabbi Yehuda, mashma that he passes like Rabbi Yehuda. Because otherwise, why is he Osik so much to be Mavayer what Rabbi Yehuda Shita is? So they say that, the Rabbeinu Yonah held that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue on the Chachamim at all. He just comes to qualify what the Chachamim say. Right? Either he comes to qualify and say that when did the Rabbanan say that those in the first row are chayiv, are potter from Kriya Shema, that's only if they came l'nachem avil. But if they came l'kavod atzmon, even if they're in the first row not. Or Rabbi Yehuda came to say, when did the Chachamim say those in the second row are chayiv in Kriya Shema, that's only if they came machmas atzmon. But if they came machmas the avil, then they're chayiv. But there's no machlokus between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda came just to be mavayer the Chachamim, the Mela, what's it called, the halachas, like Rabbi Yehuda. He's being masver what the Chachamim say. The Rambam, on the other hand, only brings down the Chachamim, Shura Haroa Pnima Ptura, Shein Haroa Pnima Chayevis. He doesn't bring down Rabbi Yehuda at all, because he held as a machlokus, and halacha is Chachamim, not like Rabbi Yehuda. The Mela, he didn't, wasn't goris bechlal, la halacha, what Rabbi Yehuda said. Okay. This is the girsa that we have. A person who finds that he's wearing kilayim, okay, even if he's outside and it's the only beged he's wearing, so he has to get undressed, right, immediately. Because when it comes to and an aveira, doing an aveira, the nezid is a chul Hashem, and therefore barabim, and therefore wherever there's chul Hashem, ain't chokin kovod l'rav, even kovod to the Rebbe you don't give. Kol shekain kovod abrius doesn't apply in such a situation, and therefore the person's kovod takes second place to the halacha, and he has to get undressed even barabim. Okay, so that is what's it called. That is the way that the girsa we have in the Gemara. The Rambam had a different girsa here, and let's learn first a little bit of the sugya, then we'll go back and see how the Rambam learned and what the nafkaminas are here. Okay. Meisvei. So we're going to ask a kash on that. Kavru es hameis, v'chazru. They finished the levaya, and now they're going back, escorting the avil home. V'lifneim beiz drachim, achas tahora v'achas tmeya. And there's two drachim in front of them. One, there's a mace in the derech, so the derech is tameh, that's what we think now. And one, derech is tahor. Ba b'tahora, boy and emo. This is the girsa that we have, right? If the avil, right, he's going back home, he decides to go on the tahor derech, so even if there are kohanim going with him, they go with him, no problem. Boy and emo b'tahora. In order to honor the Ovel, right, if he goes on the Tomei Derech, and their Kohanim escorting him, so the Kohanim are allowed to go with him on the Tomei Derech Lichvodo. So here you see, even less of a Kovod Abrius, not the same thing as a person not getting undressed publicly, right, it's insulting the Ovel by everybody leaving him and going a different way. Right, even for that Kavod Abrius, you're allowed to go with him, the Derech HaTameh, and the Kohanim are allowed to be Metameh. So you see that we don't say that B'mokom Sheshchul Hashem ain't Cholkin Kavod Abrius, but Kavod Abrius takes precedence over an Isser. Amai, Lema ain't Chochma vein Tvuma l'neged Hashem, Tirgum Rab Abba v'beis HaPras d'Rabbonim. Now, here it's not where it's a Tuma d'Orais and the Kohanim are going to be over an Isser of Tuma. It's only an Isser d'Rabbonim. It's a Beis HaPras. A Beis HaPras is a field where a kever was, the field was plowed, and there was a kever there, and now, what's it called, the kever has been, the bones have been broken up, and we're not sure now if there's a etzem kisaora that would be metame or not, so that's only Issa Drabonin. Beis HaPras is an Issa Drabonin. The Omer of Yehudah, Omer Shmuel, Menapeach, Odom Beis HaPras, V'holech. Person is allowed to, a Kohen is allowed to walk through a Beis HaPras as long as he blows in front of him, so in case there are any chips of bones, they get blown away. If you walk through it quite a few times, it was trampled. Nidash is trampled. If it was trampled, then it's tar, because we assume that all of the bone fragments are not there anymore. And these bone fragments are metame ba'oel, right? They're only metame b'mago mas, if you touch them. And we see that they probably were pushed underground. See Rashi. Ein chochma chashuva neged Hashem. Achas tmeya sheyesh ba kever. Ba b'tahora ha'ovel, the beis ha'pras, de lo metame elamed rabbonin. But who saw the Shenechrish Bo Kever? What is a Beis HaPras? It's a field where there was a Kever, and the field was plowed. The Choshu Chachomim Shema Dildulu Klea Machresho Etzatzomos V'adoris Alea Mesiton V'etzem Tisaorim Etambim Makav V'masa V'loba Oil. We're afraid that the plow broke up the bones, so there's no Tumas Oil over here, because there are no bones big enough to be Matami Ba'oel. But we're afraid that a person, when he walks by, is going to step on one of these bones and move it, and that's Hesed, and that is Matami. It's Matami B'maga, B'masa, and B'hesed. But not Ba'oel. The Rabbanan were mochel on their kavod when it came to the oval. They said, you can mechabed the oval, we'll take away our iser. Okay, menapeach adam, the fun of, and we see another kula, that what's it called, that they were makel by Beis HaPras. We see the Beis HaPras, they treated very leniently, since it's only iser the rabbanan. Menapeach adam, the fun of, shim hoya shom etzim yirenu. Person can walk through the Beis HaPras and blow away the sand in front of him. The idi oraisa ho lo havina mezalzlim bekule hay. If Beis HaPras would be the oraisa, we wouldn't allow a person to walk through a Beis HaPras and just rely on the fact that if he blows in front of him, he's blowing away any bone fragments. The mishpach hanefecha v'hach bedika la'osa pesach ishtari v'lo la'ochlei truma k'namrina b'chomer b'kodesh. This halacha, this kula, was only for a person who wanted to what's it called make korban pesach, and the only way he can get to do that was to go through a Beis HaPras, so they remater him to go through the Beis HaPras with this blowing in order to make Korban Pesach. But Stam, a person who wants to eat Truma, right, for them, they weren't matter him to go through a Beis HaPras, to blow through the Beis HaPras just to eat Truma. Shenidesh Baraglai. Okay. This is our Girsa. There's a safe, what's it called, Maseches Smachos, that has another Girsa over here. And that is that it's talking where the whole people, or everybody, goes betuma. Then the ovel is allowed to go with them. It's alskoved atzibur. It's not that alskoved ha'ovel, right? All the kohanim can go b'derech tuma alskoved ha'ovel. Because l'chora, that wouldn't necessarily be a pegiyah in his kovet if the kohanim leave him and let him go alone or whatever with other people. Right? The kohanim leave. Right, where's the big pidi and the kavod that they didn't go the same way he went? But if everybody's going the derech atuma, then the oval, if he's a kohen, is also allowed to go with them. As kavod atzibur. That's the girsa in Maseches Smachos. And the Meiri is machria that girsa is the right girsa, because stam, to go, like we said, to go with the oval is not kavod habrius if the kohanim don't go with the oval. But it's keneged kavod atzibur if the oval doesn't go with the tzibur. The Ramban brings both girsals and says they're both emes. Both of them are kavod habrius. If the kohanim, if the oval goes b'derech tuma, the kohanim are allowed to go with him. And if the tzibur goes b'derech tuma, and the oval's a kohen, he's allowed to go with them also. And the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch only bring down the girsa we have in the Gemara, right? L'chora, the Maseches Smachos girsa would be a kol shekein. Okay. Now, there's another shayla over here also. In this part of the Gemara, when they were matir the Kohanim, or the Elvel Kohen, to go b'derech Tumah where it's a Beis HaPras, where it's only Nisad Rabbanan, and they were makel many kulas by a Beis HaPras, so they were makel this as Kovet Abrius, where they makel only when he blew. Now, does everybody have to stand there and walk and blow and walk slowly or whatever, or not? Rashi is mashma, they don't have to do this blowing. Rashi says this is just an example in other cases, where they were matter him to go through a Beis HaPras by blowing. But over here, as Kovet Abrius, they, what's it called, they don't have to blow, they can walk normally. Otherwise, if they, what's it called, what's the big Kovet Abrius over here, if everybody has to stand there and go inch by inch, right, they'll never get home. So the Kovet is that they walk normally. However, the Tosus HaRosh and Mukhe Yosef seem to say that it's only mutter if they blow. But without blowing, not. There's another shayla they have over here. When they were matir, as kavod habrius, to go through a Beis HaPras, did they say, we're taking away our iser? It's normally we're choshesh that a person who walks through a Beis HaPras is tameh. Right? If he doesn't do it the way that Chazal said or whatever, with blowing or whatever, or in situations where they allowed him to go. Normally a person who walks through a Beis HaPras is tameh. But here, because of kavod habrius, we're taking away our iser. And it's okay to walk through. Memela, there's no inyan to be menapeach at all, because they took away the isra of beis hapras completely. There's no tuma. Or no. What they said is that what's it called, you're allowed to be metame the rabbanon in a beis hapras for kovod habrias. But the kohen becomes tame, he has to become tar. Right, that's the shaila. Shaila is whether they took away the isser, memela you're allowed to go and there's no tuma, or they said they took away the tuma completely, or no, they said, what's it called, you're allowed to be metame, a kohen's allowed to metame this tuma the rabbanon, right, and but you're tame. But that's kovod habrias, you're allowed to become tame. Right? It could be that even if you hold that you don't have to be even if you hold that they took away the tuma completely, right? It could still be they only did it if you're menateach, or the opposite. Could be that even if they didn't take away the tuma and you're tame, yeah, still you have to be menateach. So lemaisa, that the first shaila is not dependent on the second one. Okay, but that's a shaila and some a shaila. What exactly is going on over here? It's mashma from Rashi, the guy becomes tame. That they what's it called? The rabbanon were ma'achel their kavod and let a person be matame in beis hapras. Okay. Toshma, the Amar of Elazar bar Tzadok medalgin hayinu al gabi aronos shel nesim likras malchei Yisrael. Below likras malchei Yisrael bevad amru el afilu likras malchei akum shem yiske yavchin ve malchei Yisrael malchei akum. So. Rav Yehuda Bar Ashi said in the name of Rav, Rav Elazar Bar Tzadok said that we used to jump over graves, of Nesim to go and see Jewish kings, and not only Jewish kings, even to see Goyish kings. Because the purpose of seeing Goyish kings is that in this case, someday we'll be Zolche to see a Jewish king, we'll see the difference, we'll see Mashiach will come, we'll see a Jewish king, we'll be able to see the difference between a Jewish king and a Goyish king. Okay. So the Chora over here, als kovod malachim, the Chora als kovod hamalchus, right, they were allowed to do an aver. The Chora, they were being metame, right, even Kohanim. So why don't we say, ein chochma ve'ein tvuna k'neged Hashem, right? Why should kovod malachim be doche any iser? So Mara says, k'derava. The Amar Rava, Dvar Torah, Ohel Kol Sheyesh Bo Chalal Tefach Chotzit Bifnei Atuma. The She'ein Bo Chalal Tefach Eino Chotzit Bifnei Atuma. If you have Tuma, let's see the Rashi, and it explains it well, so we don't have to say it twice. Likras Malchei Yisrael, Hari Lekovid Habrias, Ovrim Al Nefesh Lo Yitame. Right? You're allowed, a Kohen is allowed, right, to jump over an Aron, become Tame, in order to give Kovid for Malachim, which is just another getter of Kovid Habrias. So if no kovod habrias be mutter, kovod malachim also wouldn't be mutter. So for kovod, you're allowed to be over an iser. The Rav Elazar bar Tzadok kohen havi. Rav Elazar bar Tzadok was a kohen. Kedamrim b'becharos. And he said we were jumping, meaning even kohanim. Medalgin me'aron la'aron. They would jump from plot to plot, right, over these aronos. Dvar Torah aloch l'mosh misinai eno chotzes b'fnei atuma. The nikris tumaritzutza ubokash va'ola. Rashi says like this. If the between the nace and the aron there's no space of a tefach, then that's called tuma ritzutza. The tuma is what's it called? Is crushing. Okay. Yeah. Okay. It means it's not crush. It means that there's no place. It's compressed. That's the word. It's compressed tuma. Compressed tumor, there's no space, the tumor goes up and, emanates from over the body. That's called tumor atzutza, and it's everywhere where the body is, the tumor goes up ad shamayim. But if there's in a closed aron, a tefach of a space between the body and the top of the aron, so then the halacha is that if the top of the aron, right, is something that is not metabel tuma, right, then that stops, that's chotzeitz with neatuma, and the tuma stays in the aron, doesn't go out of the aron. So if the top of the aron is not metabel tuma, then it's chotzeitz with neatuma, as long as there's a space between the nace and the top of the aron. So the Gemara says like this. So, Oel kol sheyesh bo chalal tefach chotzef ne'atuma, v'she'ein bo chalal tefach ena chotzef ne'atuma, with the condition that the thing that's chotzeitz is not makabel tuma. V'rov aronos sheyesh bo chalal tefach, and most of the aronos then had a chalal tefach between the mace and the top of the aron, and the top of the aron was something that was not makabel tuma. Okay, it was pshutei kliyetz or whatever. V'gozru al sheyesh bohem mishum she'ein bohem. And they made a gzeira that you're not allowed to walk over aronos because some didn't have what's it called chalal tefach, and therefore kohen with matame. So they ushered all of them atu the nil. But rove are okay anyway. Mishum kovet malachim lo gozru barabonim. So it's only a sefer rabbanim. Menela, because of kovet ha-malachim, they weren't gozer. Same idea. Where it's only nisud rabbanan, then we say kovet habrius is doche nisud rabbanan. That's what we think till now. There's a whole sugya here that we're going to see with other questions or whatever. We're going to qualify that more. But at this point, the Gemara thinks that you're allowed to be over a nisud rabbanan, it's kovet habrius. Okay. Tosis here. What? That what? What do you mean, basarov? Yeah, but here's a Rishus HaRabim. Here's a Rishus HaRabim. The Dalgim Hayinu. It's Masha, a lot of people there. So Rishus HaRabim is a three people's Rishus HaRabim. Ask better. The Tzlach asks Akasha, similar to what you're asking. The Tzlach asks, Lechora, this is Tumah, Sofik Tumah Rishus HaRabim. Because it says, Medalgim Hayinu. Masha, there were a lot of people, right, jumping over these Kfarim to go to Kovid Malach. It wasn't one or two people. It was a lot of people. So it was Sofik Tumah Rishus HaRabim, which anyway is Tahar, even Nechts al Nechts. Why does the Gemara say Rov Aronos were what's it called? Poseach Tefach, even if not Rov Aronos were Poseach, if it was a Sofik Ashokol, it was Nechts al Nechts. Still, Sofik Tumah Brishus Harabim is Torah. So why does the Gemara have to say it was only Dafka Rov Aronos? So the truth is there's a Tosis here, which we are not going to go into. The Tosis and we'll mention are the ones that have to do with the Sugya that we're learning. Okay? Not the ones that Tosis brings down, other side things that are Nogeya. These Tosis all have to do with Dine Tuma, which are not really Nogeya to our Sugya. But in any case, there's a Machlokas Rashi and Tosis, what a Golo V'dofik is. Golo V'dofik is Tame, right? Tuma Deoraisa. And Rashi learns Golo V'dofik, one of them is the top of an Aron. And it's Matame, even if it's not something that's Makabal Tuma. Even if it's a balchai, because once it's a golel or a dofek for a kever, it's metame. So Tosus says, Lechora, what difference does it make if there was a chal tefach or not? Something that's makabel tuma is not chotzes mitnei tuma. According to Rashi, golel the dofek is the top of the aron. According to Tosus, it's the matseva. It's not the top of the aron. But here we're talking about the top of the aron separating. It doesn't separate anything. It's makabel tuma, but not total. So Tosus has an answer over here, Legabe, that really, tuma, it's metame, but a kohen isn't muzer on it. It's possible that there are tumas, even tumas meis, any tuma that a nozer is not megaleach on, the kohen's not muzer on. So a kohen could conceivably be metame himself minatora to certain tumas meis which are not osir to a kohen. Only the ones that a nozer is megaleach are osir to a kohen. And therefore, even though this tuma is tumas meis, and it's also minatora, but a kohen isn't allowed to be metame to it because a nozer is not megaleach on this kind of tumah. That's basically the Tosus over here. Says the Tzlach, the Mela is not a shayla of tumah. Tumah is tame for sure. The shayla is there an iser to the kohen to be metame here or not? That's not sofik tumah, that's sofik iser. The Mela, you needed a rove. It wouldn't help with metz al metz. Okay. Let's go on. I wasn't going to mention that, but okay. Let's go on. Tashma. So far we have two questions to this case of Kilayim, right? How come a guy has to get undressed publicly, and we don't say Kovet Abriya should be Docha the Isser Kilayim? We brought a few cases already that you're allowed to Kovet Avel, you're allowed to go, what's it called, on a Kohan Merlad Matami, on the Isser Drabon, it's a Besa Pras. Well, how come, what's it called, you're allowed to jump over Aronos Kohanim? Right, to go to see Malachim, it's only Kovet, and it should be Osir, it's only Isser Drabonim. So we have two answers already that by Isurei Drabanan, right, you do say Godel Kovet Abriyas more than the Isur. Toshma. Godel Kovet Abriyas, Shadoches Losase Shabbatorah. Right? Kovet Abriyas is so great that it's Docha Losase. you're allowed to do a lav als kovod abrius. Va'amai, here's Pashit, that kovod abrius is docha. Va'amai, why don't we say ein chokh levein tvun levein eitzel neged Hashem, where it's chil Hashem and Isser is being done, and lechora you can't be over an Isser for kovod abrius. Tirgum arav bar shvo kamed rav kahana, ubelav delo saucer. No, it's talking about a specific lav, lo saucer, we call that dvorim ashirucha, right? That lav, you're allowed to be over for kovod abrius. So achichu alei, lav de lo saucer deraisahi. They laughed at him. Well, is that different than any other lav? The lav of lo saucer, mikol ashirucha, is an issa deraisa. Right, so why is that different than anything else? Omer av kahana, gavar rab, omer milsa lo sachichu alei. Somebody big says something, don't laugh at him. Obviously, he knows what he's talking about. Kol milei derabonon ashmechinu alav de lo saucer. All isurei derabonon, the rabbanon learn from the lav of lo saucer, right? And mishum kvodo shor rabbanon, and where it's only an isur derabonon, the rabbanon said it's mutter. So we're back to what we said before, that it's an isur derabonon. Okay. Okay. Over here, this famous machlokus, the Rambam and the Ramban, whether lo saucer includes taka all isurei derabonon min haTorah. A person is over an Issa d'Rabbanan, right? Is he over an Issa d'Raisa of Lo Saucer? Okay, just, over here. We still skip the Iker thing over here, but we'll get to it. Okay, in any case, you know what, let's just finish the omelet, and then we'll go back to the three things I want to speak about over here. Just to get this flow of the Indian. Okay, so in any case, so he's talking about Isurei Derabanan, which happened to be an asmachta from Lo Saucer. So since we're only talking about Isurei Derabanan, the Rabbanan were matter as kovod abrius. Toshma, v'salamta mehem, right, by Hashavas Aveda, right, sometimes you're allowed to leave the Aveda and not be mekayim the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. Tamim she'atom misaleh mehem. Since the Torah used it, right, use the lashon that's mashma v'hisalamta, you can ignore it, right, even though its intention and the context is you're not allowed to ignore it, but it said it in such a way that sounds like v'hisalamta mehem, and you will can ignore it. So Chazal learned from there, sometimes you're not allowed to ignore the Aveda, and sometimes you are allowed. Ha'ketzad, im ha'ya kohen v'hibbeis ha'kvoros. If you're a Kohen and the Aveda is in a Beis HaKvaris, oh, how you're Zokin, Vein Olechvi Chvodo, or you're a Zokin. There's a Machlokas Rishonim, which I'm not going to go into over here, but whether Zokin means a Talmud Chacham, Tafka, and it's Kovod HaTorah we're talking about, or any person who's a Mechubit person, and what's it called, and it wouldn't be dignified for him to return this Aveda, okay? He wouldn't do it for himself, he wouldn't take his own thing and carry it publicly. So, if it's not lefichvodo, o shahoyso malachto meruba mishal chaveiro, or if the time spent on saving this Aveda is less than the money he's going to lose by wasting time from his work, lekach nemar v'salamta. Therefore, the Torah said it in such a way that's mashma that sometimes you can ignore it. In all these cases, you're allowed to ignore the Aveda. Amai. So, on that one specific case of zokin v'veinu lefichvodo, lechor it's kovod abrius, right? So why don't we say there's a mitzvah here to be meshiv aveda? There's a lav, right, not to be meshiv, not to not be meshiv an aveda, right? So how can you ignore a mitzvah in a Torah because of kovod? Vayistayis, the kovod abrius is doche, even mitzvahs in a Torah. This is a mitzvah in a Torah, it's not the rabbanim. Shani hosim d'chsiv, v'salamta mehem. No, enoch anami. Normally, Kovod Habrius is not Docha Mitzvah. Here the Torah said Beferish, that if you're Zokin, they don't speak Bodo, that it's Locha. Right here, the Torah says this is an exception. Somebody says, okay, Beligmar Mina. So let's learn from that, that every other case, the same thing. Just like you see over here, that Mishum Kovod Habrius, you're allowed to be Docha, an essay at least, whether there's a Lav here also. Right, some learn that the Lav of Lo Sucha Lehisalim only starts when you pick up the Aveda. No, just the opposite. The mitzvah Hashavas Aveda only starts when you pick it up. But you have the lav of Losucha V'Salem when you just see it. So the lav here applies according to everybody. Shaila is there an essay also? But a lav for sure. You're not allowed to ignore the aved, right? So here the Torah is megala that als kovet habrius you can be over that lav. Meaning not that you can be over the lav. There is no lav. Torah is telling you the lav doesn't apply in this situation. Okay. So let's learn from here that wherever a lav comes in conflict with kovet habrius is doche the lav. Gemara says, Yisura mi mamono lo yafina. No, this is a special lav. It's a lav of mamon. And a lav of mamon is a more kuladika lav because you could be mochel. Like, the lav doesn't always exist because the guy who has his aveda could say, don't return my aveda. And there's no mitzvah to do with that. So since it's a lav that shayich mechila by such a thing, it depends on the whims of people, that lav is a more kuladika lav. So you can't learn from that to all other lav. L'chor, you should be able to learn from that to all other lavim of a mama. Now, things to do with money, there, l'chor, you should learn the kovet abrius is docha. But for sure, for isurin, they have nothing to do with money, where there's not shayich mechila, there you can't learn. Okay. Toshma, v'lachoso, matam l'dlomar. You know what, we'll stop, Gemara-wise, we'll stop here. Just let's see the Rashis, and then we'll go back and see what's here with the sugya. Because the next thing goes up to, through the next half of Amud. Okay. Eslosase kosolka daitech kolosase komer. Right? We had the brisa that what's it called? Godel kovet abrius. Shadoch eslosase. Now we think it means every losase. Every losase is nidche because of kovet abrius. So, was it? Rav Bar Shvo said it's only talking about losaser. Belav de losaser. Achichwale. Inu sover. Dafilu omru lo dvar Torah. The who omig bifnei akavid. Yavar alav. The ha hai nami doraisa. Right? L'chora, losaser, if the Chachom said this is an issa doraisa, right, you have to listen to them. And mashma, that what's it called, that even where it's an issa doraisa, the Chachom can tell you this is an issa doraisa, right, they teach you Torah halachas. Okay, and the what they're teaching you is min haTorah. It's not an issa d'rabbanan. They're not telling you we're telling you this. We're telling you this is pshat in the Torah. So this is asur min haTorah. Still, since it's the lav of losaser, if you don't listen to them, what are you going to be over losaser? Right, that's still nidcha because of kavod abrius. So it's an issa d'raisa. Gemara says no. Kol milei d'rabbanan v'hochi komer lahu. Davar shu midivrei sofrin. Something that the rabbanan tell you is only midrabbanan. Nidcha mipnei kavod abrius. That is nidchem. The kari le losase mishum dechsiv losaser, right? Why is it called the losase? Right, losase shem Torah, because lemaisa all isurei drabanan we learn from losaser. With the kokashi lechu deraisahu, and aitzk it's an issur deraisa. No, rabanan achlua liyakrayu laver al divrayim. Since only the rabanan were mochel on their covet as covet for covet abrius. Heicha deikah covet abrius. Going to talpul b'shabas avonin shol beis hakisei lekinuach. The rabbanon answered muktzah. So normally stones are muktzah, but they used to use stones like toilet paper, right? And if they wouldn't allow them to use stones as toilet paper, it would be a terrible pegi and kovet abrius. So the rabbanon said, we are being mochel, our isser of muktzah, you can use it as kovet abrius. Oh, misha nifstika tzitzis taliso b'karmelis. Somebody who is walking in a Carmelis, and his tzitzis on Shabbos, and the tzitzis come off. So now, the rest of the tzitzis are what's it called, are carrying them. There's no mitzvah anymore for three tzitzis out of four. Right? So he's carrying the tzitzis. So if he's only in a Rishus Rabbanan, he doesn't have to take off the tzitzis, he can remain. But if the Venus of Doraisa, then like we said before, you're wearing kilayim, you have to get undressed in the street. Because this is the raisa, you can't be over, huh?
To wear an arba kamfos without tzitzis.
To wear an arba kamfos without tzitzis, so you're over an essay. Of, what's it called? Of vasula and tzitzis. So you're over an issa d'raisa. Oh, no, you're, what's it called? No, but that's only, what's it called? Shevi al tasa, not putting on tzitzis. Here, the mice, it's a kumbi assay of carrying in a caramelist. What? Yeah, I understand, but okay, we'll see. Later on, we'll see the difference between Shevi Altas and Kumbi Asay. That's only Shevi Altas. The Hiba Beis HaKvaras, Ho Aveda. The Aveda is in a Beis HaKvaras, and you're a Kohen, You don't go to get your potter from getting the aveda. It's beneath his dignity to return this aveda. He's also potter. It's kovra brius. Oh, shahaisa malachto meruba should may bitl malachto lirdof achareha yaseirim al dimeo aveda. The guy will lose more money by wasting the time in running after this aveda than the aveda is worth. And the owner is not willing to pay him what he's losing to get back his aveda that's not worth that much. The nimtzu matzis, he ends up losing. The nigmar minol gabikilayim, the amrin poshin afilu b'shuk. Let's learn from here that just like you're allowed to ignore an aveda and be over nisa d'oraisa because of kavod abrius, you're allowed to wear kilayim and not take it off as kavod abrius. Or it says no, mamona kal misura. Isurim Momen are more kal than Stam Isurim. Therefore, you can't learn that what applies to an Isur Momen applies to a regular Isur. Okay, so let's see what's here, and then we'll stop. Okay, first of all, Hamotzi Kilayim the Bigdo. That's the gear, so we have. And it's talking where a person either is wearing Kilayim the Nazin, and then he decides to do tshuva, or he walked out of the house wearing something of Kilayim, and he didn't realize it, and then now he realizes he's wearing Kilayim. So now he's amazed. Now he knows for sure he's wearing Kilayim. If he continues wearing it, he's going to be wearing amazed. The only thing is, he's going to be doing it out of Kavod Abrius. Right? So now the Shaila is, does he have to take it off, even if he's going to be embarrassed, or what's it called, can he continue to be over an Isser, the Oraisa, the amazed, right, by wearing Kilayim? That's our Gemara. And our Gemara says, no, if you can be over an Issa D'Oraisa, right, of wearing Kilayim, Kavod Abrius is not a factor, take it off. Okay. The Rambam, however, has a different Girsa in this Gemara. The Rambam's Girsa is, Motzi Kilayim B'Shuk. You're walking in the Shuk, and you see somebody else who's wearing Kilayim. Okay? And we'll see in one second that it could be the... There's no really machlokas over here, but in any case, the first girsa, the Rosh's girsa, whatever. Yeah, the Rambam says you see somebody else wearing kilayim, so if he won't take it off, you have to take it off of him, right, in the middle of the shuk, undress him in the middle of the shuk to get the kilayim off. Okay. Now the Tumim brings a raya to the Rambam's girsa from the fact that a lot of these cases that we brought down have nothing to do with the person himself; it has to do with kavod abrius of other people. So it's mashma that it's not just your kavod that we're talking about. We're talking about kavod abrius of other people. The avil, the what's it called, other people who are involved over here, not just your kavod where you know what you're doing. Okay, the Rosh says the following. If you see somebody wearing kilayim, and the guy doesn't know it, if he knows it, he's amazed, then it's the same exact case. It makes no difference, okay? But if he doesn't know, so he's only wearing kilayim b'shogeg, but you know that they're kilayim, you have a mitzvah of afrushe meisura, but that could be only drabon. Okay? Your chiyuv of being mafreshim from Isser is only a chiyuv drabon. So you're going to be over not being mafreshim meisur, but that's an Isser drabon. That's nidchem it mekavod abrius. Okay? He is only over kilayim b'shogeg. It's an Isser d'oraisa, but it's b'shogeg. Says the Rosh, you're not mechuyiv to tell him. You're not mechuyev to take off his clothes, right, or to force him to take it off. You let him go home, not knowing that it's kilayim. When he gets home, you tell him it's kilayim, take it off. That's kavod abrius. The isser of you not being mafresh meisura is only drabon. The isser of him wearing kilayim is only a shogig, not amazed. So in that situation, you wouldn't have to take it off. Where is the case where you have to take it off? Where you're wearing kilayim, and you're doing it amazed. Right? Even if you started a shogeg, now you know you're over, you have kilayim, you're amazing. So you have to take it off. But it would be, therefore, the Bach says that, therefore, the Rambam also, the Bach learns in the Rambam, it's only talking where the guy you see wearing the kilayim knows he's wearing kilayim, and since it's the Raisa, the amazing. And therefore, there's no machlokas between the Rosh and the Rambam, according to the Bach. They're just giving two different cases, but the circumstances are exactly the same. Somebody, whether it's you or somebody else, makes no difference, is being over an Issur D'Oraisa of the Nezid, no Inyan of Kavod Abrius. But others learn in the Rambam, not like the Bach, that the Rambam holds even if the other guy doesn't know it's Kilayim. You're mechuyev to tell him, force him to take it off, or undress him forcibly, even though he's only a shogeg. Okay, so that's according to most Achronim, right? There's a machlokas here, the Rambam and the Rosh, whether a person who's over an Isser Bishogeg, an Isser Daraisa, if there's an inyan of what's it called, of Ein Chochma Ve'Ein Tvuna, or it only applies B'mezit. And the Bach holds it's no machlokas at all. Everybody holds that what's it called only applies B'mezit, and the Rambam is talking a case of B'mezit. Okay, it's interesting, Trumas Hadeshen. The Trumas Hadeshen says the following. I didn't have a chance to look up the Trumas Hadeshen, but I understand the kasha they ask on him, if the Trumas Hadeshen says what they say he says. There's a guy like this. A Kohen is naked in his house, okay, taking a bath. And somebody drops dead next door. But there's an ohel between his house and the other guy's house, okay? It's a public bathhouse. Somebody drowns in the bath while the Kohen's taking the bath in the next stall, okay? So they're all under the same ohel. It's an issur d'oraisa for the Kohen to be there. But this Kohen taking his bath doesn't realize somebody dropped dead next door. But you know, and you know the Kohen's in the next stall, okay? So what the Trumas Hadeshen says, the Chorah, which I still brought down, even though it seems like he says something different, but in any case, he said the Kohen who sees the guy drop dead next to him has to get out of there and can't wait to get dressed. Because he'll be over in Issur D'oraisa, right, by waiting. So he has to...
Over every minute?
Over every minute is a new Issur. Doesn't make a difference. We don't say Sova Latuma. Every second he's allowed a lot to meet Tommy more. In fact, the Gemara says Beferish, that if somebody is what's it called, Mitami Lamesim, and you give him Hasra over and over again, you give him Malkus for every Hasra. Okay, in any case, so every second he's over another Isser, he has to get out of there, right? Can't take time to get dressed, run out. Okay, that's what Trumas Hadeshen says. Now, the Chorah, that is exactly the case of Kilai. So they ask on him for the following case. If that's what the Trumas Hadeshen said, I understand what the Kash is. But naked, let's see what the Kash is. The Kash is like this. A guy is an Oval, but he doesn't know it. Okay, one of his relatives died. You know his relative died, but he doesn't know. So are you mechuyev to tell him right away so he shouldn't do things that are awesome? And if you hold that the first day of Avelis is Minat Torah, then he may be doing things that are awesome Minat Torah to do the first day of Avelis. Right? The rest of the days are Tashas Rabbanon. We once learned that is a sheet that all 7 days Daraisa, but there's a sheet that it's nothing's Daraisa. But according to the Shita, that the first day is the Daraisa, he may be doing things that are awesome in HaTorah. So are you mechuyev to tell him or not? So, and also, it's Kavod Abrius over here. What's the Kavod Abrius? Because Motzi Diba Huksil, telling somebody that somebody died, you're a fool for telling him. So therefore, you don't want to be a fool. It's Kavod Abrius, you don't want to be the bearer of bad tidings. So you don't want to tell him. On the other hand, he's going to be over things that are awesome. So as Kavod Abrius, are you allowed not to tell him? And the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, you're allowed not to tell him. So they ask on this Trumas Hadeshen from here. L'chora, something's missing here. Because the Trumas Hadeshen is talking in a case where it's amazed, and the guy knows, and there's no Shaila. Here, the guy is going to be a Shogate, right? And Afrushim Eishus Mamish is the same case as the Rosh and the Rambam. So there's something missing over here that I'm not 100% aware of. But that's, in any case, L'chora, this would be totally in that Shmachlokas, the Rambam, and the Rosh, right, not according to the Bach, whether by a shogeg you also say Ein Chochma Ve'Ein Tvuna, even if the guy himself doesn't know or not. Okay. Others say that even if Avelis is Doraisa, it's not Mefurish in the Torah, and something that's not Mefurish in the Torah has the same din as a din Drabon Legavidis, not a din Doraisa. Okay, it's not like Kilai. Okay, in any case, La Halacha, the Shulchan Aruch, okay, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, like, an honest, not an honest, a shogeg. If you don't know, it's a shogeg. Not knowing that you're doing an Isser is a shogeg, not an onus. It's a shogeg. He doesn't know anything. If I eat chaylev and I don't know it's chaylev, that's not an onus, that's shogeg. That is shogeg. That's what's called shogeg, not an onus. Okay, Shulchan Aruch, Paskins, like the Rambam, what's the case of shogeg? Shogeg is, I didn't know it was Shabbos. I didn't know it was chaylev. I didn't know I was an awful. I didn't know I was wearing kilai. That's shogeg, that's not an onus. What? In any case, so the shogeg is only for shaykh to know. Who said? Shulchan Aruch, Paskins like the Rambam, and the Ramah brings down the Rosh, and the Shagas Aryeh says that he's holding on the Ramah, the most Rishonim learn like what's it called, like the Rambam, and therefore he says a situation similar to what Rashi brings down, but Misa Daraisa, if you see somebody walking with Rishus HaRabim, not a Carmelist, on Shabbos, and one of his tzitzis is puzzle, right, and he's wearing his, the beggar he's wearing tzitzis on is his beggar, not an Abakantas, right, so he has to get undressed. So you have to tell him and he has to get undressed. They, what's it called, like the Rambam. That's what the Shagasari paskins. Okay. Now the case, next case, the boy in the Tuma, boy in Imo. So we said already the Maseches Smachos. Okay, that we learned already. Likras Malachim. Okay, this case we had where you're jumping over Mason to, what's it called, to greet Malachim. So the Riser Leon is not Goris Afilu Malchi Akum. You can't jump over Aronos to, what's it called, to go see Malchi Akum, because that's covered of Goyim. Covered of Goyim definitely isn't Docha, even in Isser D'Rabbanan. The Shulchan Aruch brings this halacha. We had it before. There's two halachas here that are not necessarily connected. One halacha is that there's an inyan to go and see Malachim, even Malchei Umosa Olam. Okay? That's out the fact that if you're Zohar, you'll be able to see the difference between Goyim and Yidden when Mashiach comes. That has nothing to do with being over an Isurim. There's an inyan. It's an inyan to go and see Malachim, period. There, the Shulchan Aruch brings that down when he speaks about the bracha you have to make. What's it called? On Malachim, so he says, there's an inyan to go look for Malachim. In Yoredeya, when he speaks about Tumah, he doesn't bring down this halacha that it's okay to go to a Beis HaPrah, to be jumped over an Aron, it's only a Tumah Rabbanan, to go see Malachim. Not for Malchei Israel, and not for Malchei Umos HaOlam. Neither one. Okay? So the Magen Avraham says that that there is no halacha that you're allowed to be Matame Tumah Rabbanan for Malchei Umos HaOlam. Okay? That doesn't exist. There's an Inyan, you should be Mishnatal to see that. But covet of Malachim Goyim isn't Doche, what's it called, in Issa Barabbam. Elamai, so what should the Shulchan Aruch have brought down? So that's no halacha, there's no halacha like that. Elamai, that you can go and see Malchei Yisrael. There are no Malchei Yisrael b'zman hazeh. There's no such thing as a Melech Yisrael b'zman hazeh. Okay? Meneila, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring down halachas, and not no gay Elamai b'zman hazeh. So that's why he left it out. There's no case where you could be, go. Malchei Yisrael don't exist. Malchei Musa Olam, there's no Heter. So the Meila, what's it called? That's what the Magen Avraham says. The Rambam and the Smag do are Goris Malchei Akum, right? And so the Chora, how can you be over an Issa D'Rabbanan of covered Malchei Umos HaOlam, right? Covered Goyim, right? So the truth is, first of all, since the Gemara says covered Abrios, it's mashmash not only covered of what's it called, any human being. Right, that's covered of a human being. You have to be, but here it's not covered of a human being. It's not a bizoyan. It's covered malachim, and a melech goyim is not covered. So they say no, but it's not covered of the goy. It's covered of a Jew, because why are you going to see the goy? Not for his sake, because later on, when Mashiach will come, you'll appreciate what a melech Israel is. So you'll be going to see the goy of covered Israel at Lasid. So the covet of Israel is doche the issue. From the Rambam Smag is mashma that the halacha applies even the halacha of being over an issa d'rabbanan is mutter. What's it called? Tuma d'rabbanan is mutter for what's it called for malchei akum. So why doesn't the Shulchan Aruch bring down the halacha? Right? Why isn't the Shulchan Aruch bring it down? So there's the Inayim LeMishpat wants to say the reason the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring it down is because bizman hazeh our aronos aren't made like theirs. The only time you're allowed to jump over an aron, right, is if the aron has a poseach tefach. Rov aronos are poseach tefach, bismanahu. Bismanazeh, rov aronos aren't poseach tefach. Menela, what's it called? The halacha doesn't apply. I don't really understand that answer. That's very nice that he shouldn't bring down the halacha. You're allowed to jump over stam aronos. What he should have said is, wherever there's an isser, tumah d'rabbanan, you're allowed to do it, even the covered malchei umosolam. That halacha is relevant. This Heichitimtz is not relevant, but the Shulchan Aruch should have passed him the Shaila and brought it down in a more general way, that you're allowed to be over in Issa D'Rabbanan. The fact that he ignored it completely is more mashma like the Magen Avraham. Okay. What? Yeah. Okay. Okay. The Lav of Lo Saucer, we said already, the Rambam holds that every Issa D'Rabbanan, there's also an Issa D'Raisa. Right? When it says losasur, isurei derabanan, asmechua, asmechua is lav davka, it means mamish min haTorah. When every isur derabanan has a backing of losasur. The Ramban says that the only time you have losasur is if the rabbanan tell you this is a deraisa. Right? They learn something in Gimel Midos, they learn something out of the Torah, and they tell you this is what the Torah meant, then if you don't listen to them, you're over on losasur. But if they tell you this is an isur derabanan, then you're only over isur derabanan. You're not over losasur. Losasur only applies to isurei deoraisa that the rabbanan explain. Then you're over losasur if you don't follow them. Okay, so maisa, what's it called, comes out according to the Rambam, right? Every time you're over an isur derabanan, you're over two isurei deoraisa, losasur and al pi haTorah shiyurucha, lavan and esei. So every isur derabanan is worse than isur deoraisa because every isur derabanan is two isurei deoraisa. Okay, so they asked the Chara, why do you get Malkus then? She get Malkus, as Losasur, for every Yisrael Rabbanan that you do, you get Malkus. So the Rimi Gash says, Lamaisa, that Losasur also is a Azara for a Bzokin Mamre, a person who argues against the Sanhedrin. That we learn from Losasur, right, his Lav and his Misa. So any Lav that also is Nitan, the Azara's Misa is basically, you don't get Malkus. But then the Rimi Gash says, if it wouldn't be for that technicality, according to the Rambam, you get Malkus every time you're over an Issa Drabon, which is not so partial. The Ramban asks on the Rambam, if that's the case, then why is Sofik Drabon and Lakula and Sofik Daraisa Lachumra, right? Every Drabon is more Chumra than a Daraisa. Sofik Drabon should be more Chumra than a Sofik Daraisa. It's two Daraisas every Drabon. That's the Ramban's Kasha. And the Megillah says this is a very partial appearance. Hey Mamru, hey Mamru. The same Rabbanan who said, you can't eat chicken and milk, okay, also said that if there's a suffix, we're saying it's okay. Right? That was part of the takana, right? They exempted status from their takana. So you only have to listen to them what they say. If they say it's okay, then it's okay too. Right? It's not that it's an Issa D'oraisa without any qualification. The Issa D'oraisa is listen to the Chachamim. But they say, what's it called? You have to listen. So what did they say? They say you're not allowed to eat chicken and milk. But they also said that if it's a suffix, you can eat it. So you're allowed to do it because they said to do it. The whole thing is only, the only Issa D'oraisa is what is the Issa D'rabbanan. And that was part of it. That's what Megillas Esther says. And also the Shev Shmaisa says the Rambam's Lashitasa. The Rambam holds a suffix, D'oraisa, the Chumra is only D'rabbanan. So the Rabbanan can tell you, We're telling you if it's Sofik Daraisa, it's Lechumra, right? But we're also telling you if it's Sofik Darabana, it's Lechula. But if Sveikos would be Daraisa, all Sveikos would be Osir, that would be Lechol the problem. Because then, as soon as the Rabbanan said it's Osir, now it becomes a Daraisa, and all Sofik Daraisa is Lechumra min haTorah. So, there it's another answer. That or Sameach says, others say, same idea. The Issa Daraisa is an Issa Cheftza. Torah asserts something. So if there's a suffix, if this something is mutter or not, the Torah said it's awesome. Hey, if suffix deraisa l'chumra is minat Torah. By the Rabbanan, the thing itself is not awesome. When the Rabbanan said chicken and cooked in milk is awesome, it's not chicken and milk is awesome. What's awesome is you have to listen to the Chachamim. The thing itself, the Cheftza, is mutter 100%. The Rabbanan said, don't eat this Cheftza that's mutter, we're telling you not to eat it. So when there's a suffix in the thing itself, there we don't say suffix deraisa l'chumra. That's only when it's a suffix in the Cheftza that the Torah said treat the Cheftza. But the Rabban, it's only nits over here is to listen to the Chachamim. And the Chachamim told you, don't listen to us where it's a suffix. So Mela, it's not, even if suffix deraisa l'chumra is min haTorah, that's only where it's an Isser Cheftza, not where it depends on listening to the Chachamim. And the Chachamim told you, in this kind of case, don't listen to us, or listen to us that it's okay. The Lecha Mishnah says, what seems to be more mistaber in the Rambam, it's not that every time you're over an Isser Rabbanan, you're over an Isser deraisa. But if you deny the fact that the Rabbanan had the power to make that Isser, you're going against their authority, then you're over an Isser Daraisa. But if you love chicken and milk, and you don't deny the fact that the Rabbanan had the right to Asser it, but you like chicken and milk, so you ate it, mitzum taiva, right? Even the nazi, you didn't care, you couldn't find anything else or whatever, you ate this. But it's not because you don't believe the Chachamim have the koach to Asser things, then you're not over an Issa D'oraisa. Then you're over an Issa D'rabbanan. The Issa D'oraisa, lo sasur, is just like an Azak and Mamre. You argue on the koach of the Chachamim to Asur the thing. You don't believe it's Asur. If you believe it's Asur, you just want to do an Issa, you're over an Issa D'rabbanan. If you don't believe it's Asur, you're over an Issa D'oraisa. That's what the Lecha Mishnah says. And the Chavis Yor is answered an interesting question. We'll end with this. He asks, he says that, what's it called? It says that women, Lechora, should be chayiv in every mitzvah saseh shazman groma the rabbanon. They should be chayiv automatically, because since every mitzvah saseh shazman groma the rabbanon is a lav min haTorah of lo saser, and lavim, even if they're mitzvah saseh shazman groma, even if they're mitzvah shazman groma, they're chayiv in, so they should be chayiv. So why does the Gemara say that women are chayiv in Megillah? Because afim hayu bo so anes, forget about afim anes. The chayiv in Megillah, because Megillah is a lav, and they're a chayiv. Right? Obviously, the answer is like we said, right? Either that the lav and the essay don't apply in regular cases, only where you deny their authority, like the Lecha Mishnah, or the what's it called? Another answer is kein daraisa tikkun. The Rabbanan, wherever they made their mitzvahs, they made them kein daraisa. So if it wouldn't be af hein hayu bo so anes, they would say, when we are making a mitzvah saseh mid rabbanan, we're going to make it like the Torah. And we're telling you that women are potter, because we want to make it like the Torah. So same thing. The rabbanan have the power to qualify their iser, right? And then whatever they said, that's what you have to listen to.